Communications, Carla, the first individual, please.
Item 886, request of Findy Germany to address council regarding concerns for public safety alongside community action initiatives.
Good morning.
Okay, good morning, everyone. My name is Findy Germany, and I wanted to start off by saying why I'm here. I'm obviously here to speak about public safety and in relation to my life and the community that I grew up in. Sexual violence. What does public safety look like in relation to sexual violence? As a victim of sexual violence, and not the only victim in my community, I see many people in my community that are victims of sexual violence. And as I began this this trail of liberation for myself in trying to investigate and trying to uncover what liberation for sexual violence looks like, I realized that the judicial system and the system that is put in place for us to report these violences is not supporting us. In June of 2018, I attempted to report my abuser, one of the abusers who had abused me for most of my life. What I came to find out is that, one, the officer who initially took my report, the officer who initially showed up when I tried to report, did not take the report. Second, when I had to file a complaint against this officer because I had to document this, what I was told to do is then follow up again on my own to call an officer. And for me, I've been doing a lot of research, and for me to now see that the Sexual Crimes Unit's website says that it's victim-centered, I don't really believe that it's victim-centered when we are encouraging our victims to then again reach out to officers who take the report. I believe that individuals who are trauma-informed need to be showing up to individuals who are taking, who want to report these violences. What has become very interesting for me as I began this process is realizing that, as I said earlier, myself is not only a victim of sexual violence, but many of the people that are going through this system, that are going to jail, that are having the effects of homelessness, are entering into sex prostitution, sex workers prostitution, are engaging with law enforcement agencies. And that, for me, is concerning when the oversight, I feel like the oversight is not really centered around victim. I feel like the oversight is centered around agency and what the production looks like. Over the course of the last year, when I initially began to enter this process, I left a letter in your office, Tara Wheeler, and expressed my concerns for some of the sexual violence that I felt at the time needed to be expressed or needed to be talked about. I received an email from your executive assistant, I believe, and it mentioned how you wanted to know what I wanted to speak about. And in relation to my trauma and trauma informed, I think that that email, with the memo that I had left, I thought that it had explained what I wanted to speak about. My concerns overall are sexual violence in relation to public safety. What does that look like? How are we going to help people who are victims of sexual violence? So, thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate it. First of all, thank you for telling your story. Number two, thank you for having the courage to come forward. And number three, I want to help however I can. So if there's a way, is by way of follow-up, that I can be supportive, will you please let me know? It was Aja Blair who reached out to you.
Mm-hmm.
And if there's a way I can personally be supportive and helpful, I want to be.
Okay, well, and so should I just follow up with her again or follow up her from that?
That's the easiest way.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay, the follow-up is going to look like, for me, I guess we'll talk about that.
Good. Mm-hmm.
And then,
Commissioner Hursty.
Thank you so much for being here today. My question is, when you said the first officer who showed up did not take a report, what happened?
Numerous things happened. So I have went through a process, and it's become an investigative process. What originally happened was, this is private information, but it's also public information because when I entered the sexual crimes investigation for the crimes that I was related to, they wanted me to sign my rights away prior to me even seeing the police report. So
I just just want to be careful that we're not here as a hearing body.
I think that can also be complicated. We have the chief of police right here. We have many different commissioners right here. I think these are some of the issues that needs to be discussed.
So I want to respect your right to privacy, but I also want to know what happened when you called the police. So would you be kind enough to, my office is right down the hall, let's sit down and talk. And because I want to hear the whole story, because, you know, in 3 minutes you can't tell
And with
me
trauma, right? Yeah, yeah.
Tell me the whole story. And I want to hear the story so that I can figure out how I can be supportive of where you're trying to go.
Okay. Okay, you mentioned something, but it kind of went over my head.
That's okay. Thank you so much for being here. We greatly appreciate it, and I do want to respect the fact that this is not an issue that we necessarily want to do in public at the moment. But let me get more info.
More info public at the moment. I think that's an interesting concept to think about when you think about community policing.
I just want to respect the fact that you had 3 minutes today, and I know you didn't say everything you want to say. Mm-hmm. And so let's create a forum where you can say what you need to say, and then we can figure out what next steps are.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you.
Thanks
Thank
for
you
being
for coming
here.
In. We appreciate it.